Social Support Groups, Cork. Cork Group Summer Outing by Joan MacDonald. Our annual summer outing, chosen by the majority of members from the Cork Group, was Griffin's Garden Centre, Tripsey, County Cork. The sun shone and the flowers were certainly in full bloom as all 29 members arrived on Saturday the 17th of June. We had a brief look around the shop and garden before lunch, which was served at 2 p.m. There was a choice of beef or salmon, followed by delicious desserts and tea or coffee. During lunch, we chatted with old friends and made some new ones. After lunch, Margaret Griffin gave a very interesting talk on gardening. We learned from Margaret how to plant a window box the right way. It was interesting to learn that she did not wear gloves when working. Apparently, when working with the earth, we release serotonin, which puts us in a good mood. We also got tips on watering containers. Be sure to water even when there is rain and water regularly, but not during daytime, especially if it's sunny. She also suggested feeding little and often. Used coffee beans or dried eggshells can be used to deter slugs. Someone suggested beer as an alternative, but I reckon an alcoholic slug would be too much to take and would be back in every night. One of the highlights of the day had to be the garden centre itself. It was one of the most beautiful garden centres I have ever seen. The quality of the plants and the layout was shown to perfection on what was a hot summer's day. As well as all the usual bedding plants, there were trees, shrubs, roses, statues and scented plants. Margaret showed us a stunner called Hot Lips. It had gorgeous red and white flowers and green foliage and gave off a lovely scent. It was like a delicate shrub. She explained it would be best placed where it could be seen and the scent appreciated, maybe by the front door or the porch. She also made up a window box in the Cork colours, red and white. It seemed so easy, and yet it takes skill to show each plant at its best. The window box was raffled and the lucky winner was Finbar Bruin. With the talk over, we applauded Margaret and thanked her. The day coincided with Michael Sheehan's 87th birthday and we all sang Happy Birthday. Unaware of the birthday, we had no present for Michael, but Margaret Griffin, in a generous gesture, presented him with Hot Lips to take home. There was much laughter and crack as the plant was presented to Michael, and I'm sure he wasn't the only one to take Hot Lips home that day. The summer outing was a great success, and thanks to must be given to Evelyn Wainwright for organising it in such a caring way. The day went without a hitch and was a wonderful experience enjoyed by everyone. Meeting up with old friends, enjoying a meal and learning something new, as well as strolling among the many beautiful plants displayed to perfection in the garden centre, made for a perfect day. And we even took the sunshine home with us. Social Support Groups, Dublin Southwest. Congratulations. Dublin Southwest member Father Tom Cooney celebrated the golden jubilee of his ordination on the 11th of March 2017 at the Augustinian Church in Drogheda with family and friends. Educated at St. Joseph's CBS Drogheda, Father Cooney joined the Augustinians in August 1959 and was ordained in Rome on the 11th of March 1967. In 1981, he was elected provincial of the Irish province and re-elected 4 years later. 1995 saw him as Assistant General of the Order based in Rome. On returning to Ireland in 2001, he was appointed Senior Lecturer in Pastoral Theology at the Milltown Institute in Dublin, a post he held until his retirement. Social Support Groups, a match made in Waterford. Pictured are the Kilkenny Social Support Group, who held their meeting on the 6th of March 2017. The members had just presented a wedding gift to Dennis Ford and Tess Redmond. Dennis and Tess are both from Dungarvan and had been mentioned in the previous Survivor magazine. They were married on the 21st of April. The members wish Dennis and Tess every happiness and health for many years to come. Social Support Group's Finglas Trip to Westport. Our Westport trip was one of the most successful to date. The Clew Bay Hotel is a small, family-run hotel in the centre of the town. It was perfect for our group of 31. The staff were ready for our visit and gave us a great welcome on arrival. The food was excellent, and to spoil us all together, we were served by the wonderful staff. Food was cooked as ordered, so it was fresh and tasty. The hotel is not fully wheelchair-friendly, but manageable. We had 6 wheelchair people with us, and they all managed fine. The swimming pool next door, free to us, is fitted with a hoist and disabled dressing room. The exercise equipment is very suitable for wheelchair users, which is rare in hotels. The weather wasn't kind to us, though. This didn't stop us from sightseeing. Some went on trips to Clifton, Knock, Kylemore Abbey and Cong, while others just walked up the town and did some shopping. The hotel provided entertainment both nights. We had fantastic singers in our group, which made the weekend so good. We had new faces on this trip and plan to repeat it next year.